All right, let's move ahead to James Young doing Dignified.
Hello, I've been waiting to see you. Static on the radio. Receive.
This song is going to suffer in my ratings for genre bias, I think. But let me try to be a little objective. First off, in the negative, that vocal panning from ear to ear during the verses is not a gimmick that I love. On the other hand, the lead vocal performance itself throughout the song is very impressive. The song seems a little long and a little repetitive, and by the end, I want some more variation in it. The mix is fine, but some of the individual elements sound a little off to my ear. Like the vocals are a little kind of muffled. They have this quality to it that is not perfectly clear and makes me think maybe a better microphone is in order. I'm not entirely sure what exactly the problem is. But yeah, there's some elements that, especially I think when added in together, piled on top of each other, bring down the overall quality of the song in terms of the clarity of the mix.
I think James Young set out and achieved what they were trying to do. They created the song they wanted to create, and, you know, they got the sound they wanted. And I think that's impressive. Like, I'm always impressed by people who can pick a genre or pick a style and then nail it. And James convincingly nailed it. This would not be out of place on a collection of this kind of alternative rock style. So, you know, kudos to James for nailing it and getting it the way he wanted it. Unfortunately, the way he wanted it is not the way we asked for it. So, thematically, this song has a lot of references to loneliness and the sea. And if the prompt was, please write a maritime-themed song, this would be excellent. You know, because, like, we have Forever Adrift and All Alone, At Sea, Dragged by the Undertow, Ocean, Seasick from Motion, Hold Back the Tide. It's almost like they got a miscommunication about the nature of the prompt. You know, this is not the song we asked them to write. Like, absent is any miscommunication that I could find at all. Like, I can only guess that they, you know, wrote the song they wanted to rather than the song that we asked them to write. So, you know, if one tried really diligently, and I did, to find, you know, even a hint of miscommunication or misunderstanding, you know, in the lyrics of the first verse, there's that line, static on the radio received. And I would throw them a lifeline if they were drowning, that is potentially a, you know, miscommunication reference. But that point aside, like, miscommunication is not the central theme or focus of the song. And I would not be surprised to learn that this song was written months ago.
Yeah, I'm glancing at they didn't provide a bio, glancing at the lyrics now. I don't know, wide interpretation or maybe some sort of message that isn't coming through after readings of the lyrics and not coming through during the song. Tricky.
Yeah, I certainly am not accusing them of writing the song ahead of time, but I'm just saying it could have been. Like, I'm just moored and or unmoored and at sea, yeah, trying to find the miscommunication references in the song.
Yeah. Like, they could have saved a lot of time. They should have. It's not so much that you're accusing them.
Yeah.
They may as well have. Yeah. If they were smart, they would have written any old shit and just submitted it for first round, as all of these bands should have done.
Right. Because it's really easy to pass the first round. I don't know how many were eliminating the first round, but it's not significant.